Okay, I gotta quiet that one down a little bit. That is one of my favorite songs. My favorite song by Blue Cheer, by the way. That is Out of Focus behind us. We just heard Camper Van Beethoven doing Eye of Fatima Parts 1 and 2. That's off the Key Lime Pie album. That was on Virgin Records. They were the second American artist signed to the Virgin America label. That was my first major label record deal. After that was Popo Pies on 415 Records. That was my first record deal. And we heard Fascists Eat Donuts. Make those donuts with extra grease. This batch is for the secret police. That one goes out to the ICE soldiers in our streets. After that, we heard Reverend Horton Heat doing Psychobilly Freakout. I think that's off their one of the Sub Pop records. I forgot the custom sounds of the Reverend Horton Heat. I did 5 deals for the Rev. Can you believe it? You know, with Sub Pop and Interscope and 3 other labels. They dropped albums, great albums, all over the map. After that was Soundgarden. I did get a chance to work with a lot of Seattle artists, including Soundgarden and including Sub Pop. They were my client for a while, right before everything broke wide open. And then we heard the two by Blue Cheer, a real short one called Magnolia Caboose Baby Finger. And then Out of Focus, which is still going on behind us. All right, I'm going to make a left-hand turn big time because I want to kind of cover the middle of my life when I was really into country rock and I was living in Southern Ohio and I was going to school in Athens, Ohio. And this was part of the soundtrack. You ready? Couldn't get away from this song. It was playing in every bar, every day, for 4 years straight. Here's another one you couldn't get away from. The Allman Brothers and Dickie Betts. So that was Ramblin' Man. This is a long time gone. You know, we just love this stuff. It was a big, big part of my life, that all this country rock stuff. Especially because when I lived in Southern Ohio, it was the time of, Pure Prairie League was from down the road, and Jonathan Edwards was from there. So I'm going to play a couple by them just for fun. But here's my favorite. This is Martin Mull, also from Ohio. This is a track off his first album called Living Above My Station. And I'm just going to play it because it's that great. I can do whatever I want on my show. I'm going to play a Martin Mull song just because I like it. Ready?
Well, I never been to college. I barely finished 7th grade. I don't make me worse nor better. I'm just made the way I'm made. Working hard at what I'm good at. Pumping gas and fixing cars. I like the smell of gasoline and I don't mind patching tars. Paid my dues by working places where the owner's hands was clean. Ain't no Christian thought of races, how he treated me so mean. But I done the things he asked me and I smiled right to his face. Cause I knew that in a year or two I was gonna own that place. And I kept my dreams within my reach and everyone came true. Station. Then y'all come with me upstairs and get your glass. You'll see I'm happy here living above my station. I got no complaint at all about my life. Cause there's just one way to live above your station. And that's with your friends and Dr. Pepper and your wife. Well, I got friends back in Wyoming, where I spent my early days, living lives like Willie Loman, losing sleep to get a raise, in pursuit of some big fortune, they go running all for far. Don't they realize that happiness is just being who you are? Now
hear them talk about me. I can hear the things they say, that I could have been a doctor or a lawyer in L.A. But I tell them about that carpenter whose greatness fills us all. And they realize that in his eyes, no dream is ever small. And I kept my dreams within my reach, and everyone came true. 'Cause when you stick to what you're good at, good things come to you. And now I'm happy here living above my station. I ain't joking when I say that it's a gas. Come and fill your tank up downstairs at my station. Then y'all come with me upstairs and get your glass. You'll see I'm happy here living above my station. I got no complaints at all about my life, 'cause there's just one way to live above your station, and that's with your friends and Dr. Pepper.
Amsterdam, way down in Athens County. We'll stop and have some wine, Athens County. Marie and me, we're doing fine. Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria, never long gone, never long gone. I just got into this town, I'm feeling mighty good. I found my good friend's sound, I had a hunch I would. Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. I'm going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, we stop and have some wine, Athens County. Marie and me, we're doing fine.
Soon. I can't go on without you, it's useless to try.
Okey-doke. I have to back announce what we just heard. I have to explain a little bit about what I played. You know, there was a period in my life when I lived in Southern Ohio. I went to school in Athens, Ohio, and it was such a great time. So I had to play a few things that brought me back to that era because I'm doing the soundtrack of my life. on my show, Time Won't Let Me, with a DJ Barrister on my birthday. Anyway, so we heard a little bit of the Allman Brothers' Ramblin' Man and Dickie Betts' Long Time Gone. I talked over those. And then we heard that great song by Martin Mull, Living Above My Station. We heard a little bit of Jonathan Edwards doing Athens County. That's where I lived. And then we heard a little bit of Pure Prairie League doing Angel Number 9. Then we heard Alex Chilton doing Free Again. That's the version with all that beautiful steel guitar, pedal steel. And then we heard 805 by Moby Grape. That refers to a time of day, not an area code, which would have been Santa Barbara. Actually, is it an area code or is it a prefix on the phone number? I forget. Maybe, oh, I think 805 is actually Hawaii. All right, anyway. And then we heard Alan Wilson of Canned Heat doing Shake It and Break It. That's what's going on behind us, too. That Alan Wilson record that I was lucky enough to work with might have been the greatest record I ever touched. I'm so proud of having been associated with that record and getting a chance to help put it out. All the great stuff that Alan Wilson, the blind owl of Canned Heat. And then we heard a little bit of By and By Kingfish. That was Bob Weir. And a lot of great harmonica playing by Matthew Kelly. It was really his band. And Matthew and I were good friends, and it was one of the first bands I got to work with. Yeah, I worked with Bob Weir, if you want to call it that. And he passed away very recently, so this one goes out to Bob. Behind me is On the Road Again, which is Canned Heat again. This is Alan Wilson again. Let's move on, though. Here's a little bit of another Reverend Horton Heat track, but a mellow one, if you can call it that. If I can do this. My machine's not behaving so well today. Here we go. I don't know how mellow this one is. Anyway, here's what's coming up. A bunch of stuff. There was a brief period of time when David Stein and myself left the back door and started a talent agency, and we wound up working with some great, great bands, including Romeo Void and Pylon, and I give Howie Klein full credit for hooking us up with both of them. Well, actually, Kate Ingram had a lot to do with Pylon, but I think Howie hooked us up with Kate. And I always remember when we closed the back door, the club that we were running, everybody was saying, listen, if you want to work with bands, if you really want to help them, get them work. You should be a talent agency. So we became one. We didn't know any better. What a fool's mission that was. But we did it for a year or two and booked all these great bands, including a lot of the ones I'm playing, Rocky Erickson and both the Aliens and the Explosives, but also Pylon and Romeo Void and Eye Protection and the Punts and all kinds of wonderful bands. It was just such a great time, and I know what it's like to be an agent. I actually had a talent agency license, and we did everything by the book. And Romeo Void and Pylon are coming up next. And then a bunch of some other cool stuff that I can say I'm proud to have worked with. DJ Qbert and the Invisible Scratch Pickles. I got another one by the Papa Pies, their rap version of Truckin'. A couple by Psychic TV, my friend Genesis Peorage. Trying to cover everything, but there's too much to cover and not enough time, and that's what happens on my show, Time Won't Let Me. Short attention span theater. I have to move some of these things along, and I have to talk quickly sometimes. But let's move on, and this is the Romeo Void song that probably everyone knows best. And it goes something like this. He said, having trouble with my machine today. Girls.
mustache, then I keep trucking around like a doodah man. So in New York, no place to blame, because I'm just too close to old NJ. We're trucking off to Buffalo to see the people around here, they move too slow. You gotta take some time, pick a place to go. Just keep trucking. We're trucking off to Buffalo to see the people around here, they move too slow. You gotta take some time, pick a place to go. Just keep trucking. On speed, okay. She lost her head, she isn't the same. Stupid little mother, she died of all brain. Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times, baby, I just can't see. You gotta think, pick a place to be. Take a car, take a train, take a boat on the sea. That's why we're trucking. Off to Buffalo, you see the people around here, they move too slow. You gotta take some time, pick a place to go. Let's keep trucking. We're trucking. Off to Buffalo, you see the people around here. Too slow, you gotta take some time, pick a place to go. Just keep trucking.
This is a story.
things are getting a little messy. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I've been banging on this laptop for so many, for 3 years straight. It's finally giving me some trouble. I blame myself. Okay, so we heard, going back a little bit, we heard Romeo Void doing Never Say Never. That was their hit. And then after that, we heard Pylon doing Volume. You know, I went to New York with both those bands, Romeo Void and Pylon, at the same time. They played the Mud Club. They played the Peppermint Lounge. It was the New Music Seminar. Before CMJ, there was the NMS. It was a conference in New York, and boy, was that great. Pylon had never been to New York. I always remember running around town with them, turning them on to a lot of my favorite places. They turned me on to a lot of my favorite music forever. So great. After Pylon, we heard a little bit of DJ Kubert doing Turntable TV. That's off the Wave Twisters album. And Wave Twisters was a full-length animated sci-fi all-scratch cartoon. And what an experience that was, working with the Invisible Scratch Pickles and DJ Kubert and going to Sundance with them with that film. Amazing. After that, we heard a little bit of the Papa Pies doing their rap version of Truckin'. They did two versions of Truckin' on that record. But the rap version's hilarious, and it kind of fits the category of kind of melding my punk rock and alternative rock with hip-hop, which is coming up next. Actually, there's a little heavy organ coming up next. Here we go. Another Gullardi track. Jimmy McGriff doing Turn Blue. Okay, so what did I say? Oh, we left off with the Papa Pies doing Truckin'. And then we heard two by Psychic TV, Genesis P. Orridge and Fred Ginelli. And what an amazing chance it was to work with them. They were the first Acid House band, if you want to call it that. They were all over that rave psychedelic scene that was going on. Well, the birth of electronic music as we know it today. EDM before it was EDM. Anyway, we heard two by Psychic TV. We heard Psych Out and we heard Godstar. Then we heard as background music a little Eddie Cochran, Eddie's Blues. That's a Gullardi track. Some of these Gullardi tracks that I'm playing are the music like this one, which my favorite TV horror movie host from Cleveland, Gullardi, would play when he would go back to the studio in between segments of the movie. All right, trying to cover everything and doing a average job of it. I'm kind of mediocre. Anyway, let's keep going, because there's a bunch of hip-hop stuff. There was a whole period in my life where I did lots and lots of deals for mostly Bay Area hip-hop artists, you know, from Spice One to Rappin' Forte, starting with Too Short. I had a client that put out the first three Too Short albums on cassette and vinyl, 75 Girls. So we're gonna hear a little Too Short. We're going to hear the Loonies. We're going to hear Spice One. We're going to hear Rappin' Forte. We're going to hear a couple by Dre Dogg, who I still work with. Dre Dogg is now Andre Nicotina, and he is doing really well, and I still talk to him. So anyway, here we go with a little hip-hop. These are all artists that I love and have worked with in the past and the present. Starting with, here's the Loonies. I got five on it.
Baby, check this out. Yeah, you.
Creep on in, on in. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all, so all I got is fire.
I might just chill, but I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S, the T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like the cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Probably let my friend hit bit.
and pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the real before it's history. The fools be having them vacuum lungs, and if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, dumb, dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the click teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee, the serious. Mom will make a nigga go delirious like Andy Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pinch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fat, put the Tangeray straight at me.
Cause he got a Tech 9 in the bush, and that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniels. He had two boys named E and Jack. He had the 9 and Jay the AK. Clocked on a street called Hennessy. Wilds with the motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name was Jen. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jen was a bitch though, cause she was fucking some nigga named Cisco. E and Jack knew tonight they'd come with two fat niggas named Bacardi and Rum. They capped Jack's hoe and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body and all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. E and Jack told Jack the whole tale, so Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock, so Jack shot the judge up and brought Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gene and Juice. Thinking they ain't gonna get me. I round up the posse and call up Mickey. Mickey was big, he only sold 8 balls. Had 99 niggas up against the wall. E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Juice 9 tomorrow. They were sent to the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from the bitch wrecking Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice and Mickey wouldn't survive. But Mickey was slick, he had a Coke 45.
She got a buddy named SB12, now you know the deal. We get freaky in the studio late night. That's why the beats that you hear coming real tight. Something to roll to, something to stroll to. If you's a player in the game, this'll hold you. More money for the bankroll. Stick to the script, don't slip in the 9-4. A lot of fools put salt in the game, to where these women get the notion that they're running the game. I run my own and I'm my own self person. No respect, make the situation worsen. Feel more HP, the Sunnydale. There's a players club everywhere you dwell. Lakeview, PH, and Orange Street. A different part of town, a different kind of freak. I just work on my toes on a mink rug and press play on remote at the players club.
Me and my homies, we tied it in the club. We chop a lot of game, is how we do it.
Day one, I had to get my money right. Me flying Frankie J, we took an airplane flight, huh? They wanted to hear a rap, I said, alright, bet. We dropped a beat, they grabbed a mic, and then they wrote a check. A few G's for the pocket, no hesitation. Took a flight back to the Golden State, and shops made orders from a whole new capital. The word was getting out, Vote's out rappable. Don't need a clock, but I bought one just in case. Sucker trying to stop me from pursuing my paper chase. Throw the chases on, because it don't stop. I got the beat, I got the rap, you make the clock pop. So treacherous, and suckers could be sweaters on a bad day. By the way, just in case you never heard a rapper Forte, I'm on a smooth tip. Never tripping on them suckers popping off at the lip. I pop the top off the drink, and we can roll some dang, bro. Leave the gat at the house, bring some dominoes. Kick off your shoes, relax, and get a body rub. And shoot your mackin' at these women at the Players Club.
Me and my homies, we're tighter than the club. We chop a lot of game, that's all we do.
But don't get it twisted. VIP, that means the number's not listed. Membership is based on clout and how you carry yourself.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed the hip-hop segment. All local stuff. All artists from the Bay Area that put out some pretty important records. The Loonies did I Got Five on it. Too Short did something from his first record, Invasion of the Flat Booty Bitches. Spice One did 187 Proof. Rappin' Forte did Players Club. Dre Dogg did Situation Critical. And behind me is Dre Dogg doing Filmo. Dre Dogg's now Andre Nicotina. Still extremely active and somebody I still am fortunate to be working with. All right. Let's keep moving. All right. We've got like 10 or 12 minutes left. There's a bunch of stuff I kind of meant to play but didn't quite get to, and a lot of stuff that I kind of glanced over. Boy, in that last hip-hop set, I really wanted to play Don't Give Me No Bammer Reed by our RBL Posse, but I can't quite find it. So sorry about that. Let's see. I'm going to play a song by the Perfect Strangers. I'm a band that I work with during a pretty wild time in my life. Then another one by the Sea Hags, Doghouse. Another band that I worked with during a pretty wild time in my life. I'm going to play one by the Choir from Cleveland that I always will love because it was part of my childhood. Maybe play another one by Rocky. Maybe play one by Jim Carroll. I don't know how much time I'm going to have, but I'm going to play a bunch of stuff that I think you'll really like. And that's what we do here on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister, playing the soundtrack of my life today and messing it up pretty badly. But you know what? I don't even care. It's a different kind of show for me. And this one's for me. If anybody else is enjoying it, thank you. All right, so here's... Okay, so here we go.
Where are we?
Yeah, behind me is Pooh Man. Another local. I worked with a label called, Intermittent Records, and they had all these great artists, RBL Posse, Totally Insane, Dre Dog, Pooh Man. That was a big, big, big time in my life where hip-hop was really important, and it was a great part of my life. Party of my life. Okay, so here we go. Let's play one by the Perfect Strangers. This is for Angie, if you're out there. Here we go. Okay, we're going to end with Rocky Erickson doing Two-Headed Dog. I've been working in the Kremlin with a two-headed dog. Thanks so much for listening to this. I want to thank you the way I like to thank many of my shows, in the words of James Brown. Struggling.
I want to say thanks to each and everyone for coming out to see and hear the James Brown Show. James Brown, that's me. I want you to know, regardless of all the success and popularity,